abiding in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we welcome you to another episode of our series Parenting in Islam. As usual, let's start our episode by listening to an excellence of reciting Salat on the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. After you listen to this excellence, make sure that you make the firm intention to keep on reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in abundance. The final Prophet of Allah, Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, has said, "The closest to me amongst people on the Day of Judgment will be the one who recites most salat upon me." Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is a hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated that niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, a believer's intention is better than his action. Remember two key points. The first thing is that the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain of the good deed. And if there is no good intention in doing a deed, there is no reward. So before listening to this episode, make sure you make many good intentions. Firstly, you can make the intention that you will listen to this episode to gain the pleasure of Allah Almighty, to learn the Islamic principles of parenting and generally the Islamic principles. You will watch this episode till the very end, and whatever you learn in this episode, you'll try to implement it. You'll try to share it as well, insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, our topic for today is general parental responsibility. Now imagine this in mind. Paradisical scenes of lush fields and orchards lined up with rows upon rows of trees hanging with delicious fruits are not only aesthetically pleasing, but promote mental well-being too. Of course, such wonderful sights are the result of hard work and labor that often goes unnoticed. From raking the ground and sowing seeds to protecting the newborn saplings against pests and diseases, the journey from seed to a shade-giving tree is a long process of nurturing and care. Some weeds grow by themselves and the gardener removes them to protect his plants. Whether the heat of the summer or the cold of the winter, he goes to great lengths to protect the fragile plants from the elements. After all this struggle, some become fragrant flowers, others fruit-bearing and shade-providing trees. Every part of such a tree then offers benefits of some kind. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, just as a plant needs constant care, children need ongoing guidance and nurturing for them to grow into responsible, moral, and successful adults. Your parental responsibility is not fulfilled by simply enrolling the child into a madrasa or a school. You have to take care of a few points as well. Similar to how crops are given nutrients to fertilizer and water, the child's mind should be nourished with knowledge of Islamic beliefs and morals. This will safeguard them against the unethical ideas that we see today. In the way growing plants are provided with light, a child should be supplied the light of high quality education. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, with high quality education, this refers to the high quality Islamic education. The Islamic scholars course, for example, their mental ability, talents and capability shall remain intact as a result, blossoming as they grow. If you pay close attention to providing them high quality knowledge now, they will go on to become civil members of society. JV was on the channel. Just as steps are taken to protect crops and plants against pests and the other elements, you should guard your child against bad company. JV was on the channel. Guarding the child against bad company is actually very important. It is said that as-suhbatu mu'assiratun, that is, company has its effect. What can be said about the fortunate ones who acquire a good company? Through the blessings of a good company, they become to adopt good habits and gain deliverance from bad habits. And they attain a passion for performing good deeds and gain a standing in the society. However, if a person, ma'azallah, gains a bad company, then consider it to be the beginning of his ruin. Because the effects of a bad company are extremely destructive. Bad company throws a righteous person from a high standing to the dark pit of lowliness. Evil friends play a leading role in the increase of ills and the downfall of the society. The one who associates with such people will one day also become like them and contribute to the ruin of the society. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is very important to protect the child from bad company. Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Umar Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, do not involve in any such thing which does not benefit you, and keep away from the enemy and save yourself from friends except for when he is trustworthy. For there is none equal to the trustworthy one. And do not be with the sinner, for he will teach you sins. And do not mention secrets before him, and seek counsel in your affairs from those who fear Allah Almighty. Amir al-Mumineen, Sayyidina Mawla Ali Karramallahu Ta'ala Wajhahu al-Kareem said, do not befriend an open sinner, for he will embellish his action and present it to you, and he will desire for you to become like him as well, and he will display the worst quality as a good one. Him visiting you is a defect and a point of shame. And do not befriend a foolish person, for he will place himself into difficulty and not benefit you at all. And it is possible that he will attempt to benefit you at times, but afflict you with harm instead. His silence is better than his speech. Distance from him is better than his closeness, and his death is better than his life. Do not befriend a liar either, for socializing with him will not benefit you. He will speak about you to others and speak about others to you. And if you speak the truth, even then he will not speak the truth. Sayyidina Ja'far bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala states the following, I saw a dog following Sayyidina Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala. So I said, O Abu Yahya, such a thing with you? He replied, this dog is better than an evil companion. Allahu Akbar. Dibi was a Madani channel. You have heard how detrimental a bad friend can be to one's dunya and hereafter. Hence, safety lies in avoiding even the shadow of evil people, lest the company of bad people results in people pointing fingers at us and labeling us with bad titles too. Let's listen to some sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in this regard. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, avoid a bad companion, for he is a part of hell. Love for him will not benefit you, and he will not fulfill his promise to you. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has stated, avoid an evil companion, for you will be recognized through him. Another hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam states, of arrival of morning, for you should be in a state that you are either a scholar or a student of knowledge, or one who listens to the scholars, or one who loves the scholars. But do not be the fifth, otherwise you will be destroyed. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, from the narrations and the hadith, we learn how important it is to protect our child from bad company. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding our episode, let's move back to the crops examples that we were just listening to. Trees and crops are cultivated for a specific purpose. Likewise, a child should be inculcated with wholesome aims such as serving Islam, living a purposeful life, and helping humanity. And these are just to name a few. If the education, upbringing, environment, and even what you feed your child is properly taken care of from the beginning, said child would undoubtedly grow to have the best education, possess the best character, and live their life as a successful individual. Not only will you and your child benefit from this, but also those around him will benefit from that child. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, concluding this episode, we make dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, that may Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to rear our child, rear our children according to the Islamic teachings and principles. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Parenting in Islam. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Children are a blessing and a gift from Allah. Parenting in Islam.